Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bert Sarkinen is here. Bert is a new friend. He's the founder of Arrow Timber. He's the author of The Art of Hybrid Timber Framing, and that's what we're going to talk about. Bert Sarkinen, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. Pleasure to be here. Thanks.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book. And, folks, Bert is from Washington State, southwestern Washington State, I think, and where they've got a lot of timber, a lot of beautiful timber up there. So it's perfect that he's in the timber framing business. So, Bert, you talk about hybrid timber framing. Now, is this hybrid timber that you're framing or hybrid framing where you use timber? Which one is it?
Yeah, so great question, Jim. So, really, it's evolved from timber framing, which is an age-old craft they used way back in the day when they didn't have nails, the mortise and tenon and the pegs.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's called post and beam construction.
Yeah.
Post beam. So old lodges, old churches, a lot of old buildings where you're at on the East Coast there.
So you use the angles and the weight, and maybe a few pegs to hold against itself. So it's basically using physics and gravity, right?
In many aspects, yes. Tension loads are addressed with pegs and mortise and tenon, as well as other joinery techniques, but it's what kind of a throwback, and by hybrid, we're taking a lot of that old, beautiful art that was done way back in the day by builders of old,
right,
and we're using it in specific locations, maybe an entryway for the nice curb appeal, great room, kitchen,
architectural,
back patio.
Architectural approach, right? I mean, this is the point that I try to make to people is, you know, there's a difference between a custom house and an architectural house. What do you think?
Oh, exactly. Yeah, this is really, there was one time we did a portcochere with a great room and kind of some beams that went off the kitchen, and the owner, years later, I was there, the owner was, you know, singing my praises, and I was playing modest, kind of scratching the ground with my toe, and I said, you know, and he says, Bert, he stopped me, he says, the timbers make the home,
yeah.
And I couldn't argue with him. I mean, it just really sets a tone that resonates.
And these magnetic timbers, the way you, when you incorporate, they are architectural, right? I mean, when I say architecture, folks, what I mean is there's a plan, there's a big plan, and you're incorporating timbers into conventional construction, right?
Correct, and that could be typically it's with the stud wall framing, the platform framing is mostly done, but we've used it with ICF, the concrete block,
right?
The panels, a lot of different methods, but it's really about setting a look and a feel, and that's what the book that we've written is about.
And a whole lot of flashing and a whole lot of caulking, too, right?
Well, that's, yeah, on the outside or wherever there's, try to keep things under a roof. Yeah,
right.
Yep.
So what kind of wood are you using typically?
We use some oak, like you and I talked about before the show. Mostly, though, it's Doug fir. Doug fir is like the ultra-optimized vehicle that can go fast, it can carry a big load. There's just so many things that Doug fir does well.
Douglas fir is what you mean.
Douglas fir, yep.
Yeah.
Douglas fir. And, of course, it's growing.
What is it?
In my
now,
backyard.
Douglas fir is a clear wood, right? It's a beautiful wood. Not only is good for construction, but it's beautiful as well, isn't it?
If you can get it clear, it depends on where in the log we mill it
right
from. We have a mill here, and we're milling trees that are 40, 50 inches in diameter.
Right. Is this second growth? This is second growth wood, right?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Well, tell them what we mean by second growth.
But second growth just means that it's not from the old growth, which is like over 100 years old.
Right.
So this is like farmed, you know, kind of
right.
a part of the.
This is all eco wood, folks. It's all eco wood. Go ahead, Bert.
Yeah. So everything's replanted, and this has been replanted. We have got a few loads in here that have been three log loads on a log truck. So that's only three logs that make the whole weight and capacity of a log truck. So that's kind of a visual for.
Wow, that's big.
Yeah, that doesn't happen often.
Do you ever work with reclaimed? Like I've got a friend down in California who built a whole motel out of reclaimed redwood that came out of the bay, out of the San Francisco Bay. It'd been down for 100 years. What, you ever do anything like that?
Reclaimed is really fun to work with. We do it, maybe 20% of our projects, maybe a little less. We have a stockpile of old pilings that have come out of a pier.
Right.
And we have some from old buildings, like you mentioned, and then there's, of course, a lot of people that source that
right.
for different projects.
I've reclaimed antique homes before, and
okay.
I've taken old beams out of 150-year-old warehouses, and had that heart pine cut into tongue groove flooring to match the tongue and groove flooring from the trees, the same trees that would, instead of going for beams back in the 1800s, went to flooring, you know, when I'm adding
okay.
on. So, but yeah, this is folks, these are the reason we're bringing this up is this is just a different way of thinking about constructing your home. A lot of people are going to be building houses going forward and, you know, I don't know how. I don't know about everybody else, Bert, but I don't want my house to look like everybody else's. What do you think?
Yeah, this is what we have in the book. We have a little bit about the history of timber framing. There's a piece in the front which really tells anyone doing the project that they're the visionary and they have some work to do if they want
yeah.
the project to go well,
mm-hmm.
if they want to get what they want. Then there's seven styles laid out in the second section. We've got rustic, modern, classic, craftsman, and this is all about how the timbers can accentuate those styles and make it really personal.
And it's called The Art of Hybrid Timber Framing, Arrow Timber. You provide the timber for them, don't you, Bert?
You bet. And we erect it and build it all out, design it.
We're going to talk some more about this with Bert Sarkinen, our new friend, the founder of Arrow Timber, the author of The Art of Hybrid Timber Framing. We'll do that after the break. We're going to talk about the business he's in after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.